W4VWA, mobile. Gonna be like tomorrow, W4NGU.
You know, I...
Huge.
They're all locally grown, and they had them here at the Country Meats in Woodruff.
I'm unfamiliar with that place. You're going to have to tell me about it.
It's on Main Street in Woodruff. We got 101 from Greenville, and once you get to where it tees in to at Woodruff, you make a left and go down maybe a quarter of a mile, maybe a little longer than that, and it's on your right. But they have local produce, and most of it's pretty good price. But they have, especially, of course, the meats.
I've been getting my meat at Costco. That is some good stuff. Not a bad price either. Are they as good as Costco?
I've never been to Costco.
I used to get my meat at Publix, because Publix had real good meats. But I got spoiled on those steaks that I was getting from Costco. Man, they're tender and good flavor. Plus, over at Costco, I can buy an entire tenderloin and then take it home and cut it as thick as I want when I get home.
This place will cut anything you want, you know, any way you want it. I've never seen so much meat. But they have just about anything you'd want, and they'll cut it for whatever you want, cut, dice, any way you want.
Wow, okay. Now I'm going to have to go down there and check it out. But it'll have to be after the 19th. September 19th is going to be like being let out of prison for me. It will be the end of all of the wedding stuff. No, my daughter is.
Well, that's good. Where's the wedding going to be?
A little venue over here called Willow Creek Plantation, north of Greer. And it's nice. It's real nice.
I'm excited to have it over as you are.
Well, the wedding was originally scheduled for May, and, you know, the governor put a stop to that, and we're finally going to get it done the 19th, I think, unless something drastic happens. So you better stay home and not get any COVID reported, okay?
I don't go out to crowds. Only thing I do, I'll go out to a meat market or Publix or something like that, but I'm always really careful when I do. I really try to be extra careful because of my wife.
Compromised immune.
I can. Last year she had a real problem. So I just try to be extra careful. But it's really not a problem. Being retired, it's not too hard to do that. So I've been a couple of restaurants, but I've always been outside away from people when I've been there, or Elaine and I have been there.
Yep. Well, we're going to be careful, too. I'm going to have hand sanitizer everywhere. And, you know, there's going to be 65 people there. But every one of them is going to be wearing a mask, and I'm going to check their temperature as they come in.
I won't say what I was going to say. But, I guess you can go online and go to somebody's medical supply and get the thermometer tool to do that, because you see them all over the place.
I've got the thermal gun.
You're going to be the enforcer as well?
Hey, if they want to hang around me, that's the way it's going to be.
Okay. Well, that's good. So how old is your daughter?
So she was born in 94. She's 26. Well, we'll be 26 October 19th.
But she's got a birthday coming up here next month. Well, good for her, right? I assume she lives in Greenville?
4 miles from me.
It makes it nice and convenient, I guess.
Yeah, she's getting a pretty good boy. I like him. You know, they're both still a little green, but you know what? Hey, it's fine. And they were high school sweethearts, and they've stuck together, and you know what? I'll do everything I can to help them along.
That's good, because so many people get married, and they haven't even known each other for 3 months. You know, that's just not the way to do it. You really don't know anybody in 3 months. So that's good. Let's see. Lane had just turned 19, and I was 21 when we got married. And I was still in school. So, but that's worked good. Worked out good. That was, gosh, how many years ago? Let's see, 67 is when we got married. So that was 53 years ago. Oh, is that right? Yeah, 53.
Okay, and 4VWA. Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I got to tell you, today, a lot of these kids just look at it like, well, you know, we don't really even need to be married, but you know what? We'll go ahead and get married. If it don't work out, I'll just kick you to the curb.
You know, if you're not be committed, don't get married.
No. Say that right now. You got to be committed to get married. Psych ward committed.
That's what I meant. You may have to be a little crazy to get married in the first place, but once you get married, you better be committed.
That's it. Yep. We're on the same page there. Well, you coming over to the ham thing tomorrow?
Like I said, I try to stay away from crowds. I know you could be outside and that sort of thing, but I'm just going to wait. It's not going to be that much longer before they have a viable vaccine. And probably in 6 months, you can probably have your choice of 5 different varieties of shot from all 5 different countries.
You do realize that the best recorded efficacy on any vaccine was only 64%. Every time that I took a flu shot from 90 to 95, I did it 3 times. And I swore the last time that I would never take another one because every time I took them, I was sick as a dog for a week.
I guess you're doing the right thing, then. Don't get another one. But Lynn and I get them every year. Every year, and I think they do a lot of good for us. So, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's made up differently, and people react to them differently. And you know, what may work in one person may not work in another. But I mean, none of these flu shots are 100%. A lot of times, when you get the shot, of course, they have to guess what the strain of the flu is going to be, and sometimes they don't even get that right. So I think how well flu shots work really varies from one year to the other. But I've never had a problem with it.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you hadn't, but like I said, after that third time in a row, no, y'all keep that stuff.
The vaccine you really need to get immunization is for shingles. I don't know if you had that yet or not, but you do not want to get shingles. And that's one of the things my wife got last year. She got shingles and it was really bad. She's not fully recovered from it yet.
Is shingles contagious?
Not in the sense most people think, but basically you had to have chicken pox before you get shingles. And once you have chicken pox, the virus, and I can't remember, it starts with a Z. I won't try to pronounce it because I really won't get it right. But once it's in your body, it's in your body. It lays dormant. Then when you get older, as your immune system starts to become compromised due to age, you're a lot more susceptible to it. Things like stress and other events in your life can cause you to break out. But no, it's not contagious, other than the sense that if you get chickenpox, that's contagious.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened to Bill. W4NGU, are you in there?
W4NGU. I have to go. That's what I just came in with the grocery, so we got to get going. You guys continue. Hey, Phil. Anyway, have a good day, and thank you. C4 Kimo. See you, Bill.
Hey, buddy. N4IQ clear. So who all jumped back in there? Are you in there, Phil?
Yeah. I'm just getting back in the car. Going back to school there.
But Phil, W4NGU.
Oh, wrong Phil. Okay. Sorry.
Yes, sir. I jumped in and identified.
Bill, what's your call sign?
Okay, this is Bill's brother, AC4Q.
Oh, now I got you. How you doing? This is Steve, KN4BWA.
Hey, Steve. I'm doing fine. I just got to get back to the school. Came home for lunch and a couple things happened and I'm a little late now. Always happens. Yeah, I'm setting, I got a long-term sub-assignment for about a month and a half. And, so, yeah, essentially that's what I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, that might be one spot that I'd have to turn down in these days.
Well, I've taught before, and, so I kind of know what get into. One thing being a sub, but you don't have to, you can pick and choose where you go.
Okay, well, what age are you teaching?
Well, 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'm at a middle school.
Right, copy. Say again.
I'm at a middle school, so it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Yeah, they can. Well, that's not quite as nasty as elementary school. They can still be pretty bad. Not as bad as high school.
Yeah, I've subbed in District 2, Spartanburg District 2, for a couple of years already, and I've gone to about every school in the district, elementary, special ed, other stuff. preschool, about all the places, but it's not so bad. Once in a while you get a hold of some, and I've had to call reinforcements before, but the thing is, when you go home, you can leave it.
Wrangling the kids is one thing. I'm thinking more in terms of staying healthy.
I know what you're talking about. you're talking about COVID, there's a couple ways of being healthy, from the kids or from the disease.
Talking at some of these schools, it's one and the same. You just got to keep yourself separated from both.
Yeah, I haven't really had that. In District 2, generally they're fairly decent. They're really pretty good. I haven't had a whole lot of trouble. There's some schools that are in right in Spartanburg, proper, was it District 6, I think. Some of those get kind of rough, but I don't go down there.
District 1, and where's District 2?
District 2 is actually Bowling Springs. They're here right around Bowling Springs, Chesney.
Okay. What would Inman and the area around Gowansville be in?
I'm not really sure. I guess it'd probably be one, but I'm not really sure because I've never taught in any other districts. I just stayed up here. And a little bit safer.
Well, there's no doubt. I'm sure you know what you're doing. But I'd sure keep my distance. Now, see, I have to go in and out of all these doctor's offices for working with imaging equipment. And, man, I tell you what. I've had doctors over the years teach me how to, you know, stay healthy and not get some of the stuff that goes around. Because, you know, they got to practice the same thing. They got to stay healthy. So anyhow, I try to follow all the little things that they taught me over the years. And so far, I've been fortunate.
So a little instruction there never hurt. So we wear masks, and the tables are 6 feet apart. If you're outside or in the halls, you wear the mask. You wear them in class, too. That's kind of up to the teacher inside. But I make them wear their mask unless they're actually going to read something. Because it's real difficult to hear what some students say, or students hear what I'm saying sometimes with a mask on. So, you just have to use your own discretion, right?
Yep. Well, I guess I'm just a chicken. But, you know, there again, you know, your brother's going to stay in and not go to the Ham Fest. But I'm going to go ahead and go over to that. Of course, I'm going to have a bottle of hand sanitizer in my pocket and a mask on. But, hey, you know, I'm not afraid to go to that.
Roger. What is it? Is it this week? What is it?
You better get ready, boss. It's tomorrow morning, starting at 8 o'clock.
You know what? 8 o'clock. Problem is, if I go there, I might want to buy some. That's the only problem. I don't need to buy anything right now. I always like looking around and get some knick-knack things. But, well, I always just like to go and look around and see what's there. You know, pick up a few things. But right now, see, I'll be moving up to around Pageland, South Carolina, end of the year, and I got everything in storage, everything. We have a house built up there, and frankly, I don't have any place to put anything if I even got it.
Well, if you pick up something nice, you know, you can put it up in my house.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'd get much operating with it.
Yeah, I won't say a word there. there. Oh, me. Yeah, oh, goodness. W4NGU and I are going to head over there early in the morning. He says you got to get there early to get the bargains. So we're going to be there at about 8:30.
Oh, yeah. You got, if you really want to scat around and get some bargains, that's what you got to do. You got to go there early because there's probably a quad, quadzillion, probably not quite that much, but there's a lot of people that do that every, all those ham fests, and they scat around and get it, and then sometimes you see the same piece of equipment at a higher price at the ham fest on another table.
Yep, I've seen those guys that pull that junk. Well, that's all right. If I buy something, it's going home with me. And as a matter of fact, I'm hoping somebody's going to be there tomorrow that's going to have a 2KW solid-state amplifier that I can pick up for about $500.
Ooh. Well, that'd be a bargain. 2KW, that would be a bargain. I got a AO-88, good old 4-500, and it does me fine. I don't need anything way upright. Instant change, up, down, backwards, forwards, but they're nice.
Danger, sleepwalking ham on the air.
Oh, no, there went the neighborhood. What's up, big guy?
Nada, I just was trying to figure out how you can talk on the radio and be sleeping and dreaming about this 2KW solid-state $500 amp.
Hey, if you don't ask, you don't get. Hey, I know we shouldn't do that, but I'm sure there's going to be one, and I'm going to be less than accurate.
Good morning, Phil. Good to hear you. I was considering going down there, and I looked at the website there, and I'm not going to make the trip. I thought about it, but I'm not going to come down. They've only got one or two vendors, and I'm not interested in the brickyard or the boneyard there at all. So I'm going to skip it.
Hey, what two vendors are coming?
Fireman was one of them, which I can go to any day of the week. And I forget what the other one was. Nothing super exciting, really. But I congratulate them for at least trying and, trying to get things back going again. So, but I think it's going to be tiny.
Well, hey, I may give you a call just a little bit later. I want to tell you about a conversation I had. Or a sort of conversation. So I may call you in about 15 or 20 minutes. Is that all right?
One in my pocket, and that'll be fine. And we'll pass it over to AC4Q. Phil, good morning. How have you been?
Howdy. Doing fine here. Hope you're okay. Sounds like it. And I just pulled in to the lot, and I got to get going here. So 7-3, we'll catch you later. AC4Q.
Have a good one, Phil.
Phil, try to behave yourself and don't sneeze on any kids. They'll sue you. Later on, big guy. K4VWA clear.
Yeah, N4WRO. Those other vendors was Silvertip Antennas and Palmetto Battery Specialist. I'm looking out on the Briar site right now.
Palmetto Battery Specialist?
Yeah, that's what it says on the site, and then the wireman, but, they're local.
Well, Palmetto is the same as the guys that used to be just battery specialists over on Furman Hall Road, and let me tell you, they do a really good job with any kind of battery that you can think of. That might be interesting then. They may be having some power supplies or stuff like that over there.
Yeah, well, I heard you ask who was out there, so I pulled it up real quick.
Hey, you know what? I don't care what these other guys say. You all right.
Walked in there and said, you didn't ask anybody to go shopping for you, did you?
That I won't say a word about no power supplies or any extra battery backups that you've been wanting.
Yeah, all right. All right, let me get out of here. I just heard you in there. And 4WRO.
I pretty much thought that was an unmentioned, just automatic. If you see something somebody needs, you just buy it and let them deal with their wife.
Hey, listen, you know, that's kind of like my firearm collection. Every time I want to get a new one, you know, I just don't let her know. I just bring it in, sneak it in, put it in the pile, and when she finally notices, well, honey, that's been there for 3 years.
I'll shack you until you get all of your space filled and you don't have any more space, so then you have to start putting stuff in other places, but eventually it will all be found.
One rule around my home is that if it's more than 3 days old, it don't count.
Wait 3 days and then bring it in.
Something like that. Yeah, like I said, if it's more than a three-day-old subject, it's old news. We don't rehash.
Well, my MOVs replaced, all my lightning protection put back together properly this morning, except for my 6-meter. I've got to take care of my MOVs out on that, but I don't think those were affected, so... All the other stuff is back together, and the rotator's rotating, and it actually is aimed at 30 degrees, and the controller says 30 degrees, so there you go.
Hey, you the man. Yeah, you get it done pretty quick. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and sign, and I'm going to give you a call. Indy7J, always a pleasure. Talk to you in a minute. K4VWA, clear.
Alrighty, ND7J, I'm pulling out my road as well. I'll be clear. Talk to you in a minute.